This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, with your weekly reality check. On April 17, 1989, a woman jogging in New York's Central Park was beaten and raped. Her description of the attacker led to a suspect, Matias Reyes. The detective never followed up. 2 days after that rape, Reyes raped again, as he would do so repeatedly over the next 4 months, all in the same area. 5 women in all, he killed one of them, brutalized all the others. One of them became known as the Central Park Jogger. Reyes was able to continue his rampage because a detective didn't do his job, and because 5 black and Latino boys from 14 to 16 years old were arrested for the jogger rape after the sex crime division assumed it was the work of a gang. The boys were interrogated for up to 42 hours with no sleep, little food, or their parents' presence, and coerced into confessing to a crime they did not commit. Not a single piece of physical evidence tied them to the crime. Their statements conflicted, the timing and location of the rape didn't match, but the Manhattan District Attorney's Office wanted convictions. As the documentary filmmaker Ken Burns showed in 2012 and filmmaker Ava DuVernay does in her 4-part series just released on Netflix called When They See Us, the police lied. The District Attorney's Office lied. The media lied. They were all intent on payback for a city where crime and violence had become endemic. Racism was a controlling factor. It's always easy to immediately define groups of young black men as packs, which already dehumanizes them, makes them less than individuals. From there, it gets easier to call them a gang and then to call them animals. A new word was coined describing the mad packs, wilding. It gets worse when the likes of Donald Trump go on television, as he did back then, and fuel the flames with that very language and take out full-page ads in the city's 4 major newspapers, as he did back then, calling for the return of the death penalty and saying muggers should be, quote, forced to suffer, and when they kill, they should be executed for their crimes. The tragic irony was that it was the police, the lawyers, and the media that were wilding, that had abandoned morals and standards of civility for a lust for blood. The 5 boys were tried and convicted in that lynch mob atmosphere, by which time even reasonable people thought they were guilty. They were sentenced to 5 to 15 years, 4 of them serving between 6 and 7, one of them serving 13 years. All of them were innocent for every single one of those days. In 2001, after he supposedly found religion, a discovery that obviously took its time, Matias Reyes confessed to the rape. His DNA matched the DNA found on the victim. There was no other DNA there but his and the victim's. The 5 were exonerated. They sued. They had to wait until 2014 to win a $41 million settlement. But just to keep the insults going, Trump this week again refused to apologize. Evidence be damned. He still considers them guilty. Of course they are. They're black and Latino. This week, he used language identically offensive to the language he used to justify the acts of neo-Nazis and white supremacists in Charlottesville 2 summers ago.
You have people on both sides of that.
No, you don't. You have incontrovertible facts, and you have a president still speaking the language of lynch mobs. That makes the Central Park 5's miscarriage of justice anything but history. It's a template for how this presidency sees people, particularly Latinos and blacks, how contemptuous it is of truth, how indifferent it is to justice. And we are all serving that 4 to 8 year sentence. This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.